Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 426. Somebody is watching the cup final. How's it going?
1-0.
1-0 to Leicester, I presume.
Yes.
Somebody else, where's the dog gone?
She's there.
She's grumpy. She's grumpy. Doesn't like the treat that she's been offered. This despite the fact that she's wolfed her way through two treats already, I think. So, I'm going to refresh the chat and I'm going to see who's first. Hello, Simon! Oh, you see Simon there come up on the rails. Because yesterday he was second. we're all switched today. Hello, Kim! Hello, Jonathan! Hello, Paul! How is the weather down under? We're getting muggy warm here. This is evil summer creeping on. Not liking it. Oh, Jonathan loved last night's show. Downloaded the YouTube brand kit. Excellent, Jonathan. You're trying to work out what the point... work out at what point is the point in no return where you can't win. Oh, what's this in relation to? Oh, I'm with you. Right, in the year.
When is it mathematically impossible?
Yeah, early doors. This
I'd say now.
No, it's not.
I'd say jack it in, Johnny.
No. We're playing this out to the end of the year. In fact, don't we have a show? Is it New Year's Eve? Because we went New Year's Day last year.
Oh, we could well do.
So I do believe we have a show New Year's Eve. Let's have a look. That is when the divvy up will be made. And so far, Jonathan, it's looking like two. And it was a good job that Kim decided double points. Two might be it, but I have confidence in you. Oh, I do. You'll be using up holidays and stuff. Yes, it will be divvied up on the 31st of December this year. So what we need to do is work backwards. So I think it'll be mathematically impossible at the point, if you stay on two, at the point that I'm on 25, I think then it'll be mathematically impossible. Is that right, Mike, or is it less than that?
Don't know.
52, take the 2, that's 50. 25, 20, so it's 26 we're aiming for, but Jonathan's already got 2. So
it's 24.
So it's 24, which means I need to get to 25. So shall we have the end of season party early then? Is that what you're suggesting? Oh, it's still fun to play, Jonathan. Come on, we love it. And people are in the chat and all of a sudden you'll get, Jonathan, are you there? I'm having half an eye on the chat thinking, that's a good point. Is he there? But no, he weren't. Oh, never mind. So what time did you actually finish work? Because they owe you all those hours. That was diabolical. Now, didn't you have to start earlier an hour this week? But you took an hour off in lieu. So technically speaking, Jonathan's probably earned an entire day off. He could stay in bed for the entirety of next Friday and then be wide awake all night. Let's see how that goes, Jonathan. Hello, Renee. Hello,
Chelsea have equalised.
Ooh,
last minute.
A last minute equaliser.
He's been chalked off with VAR.
Oh, no.
A hair's breadth offside.
VAR'd in the last minute. Oh, that's not good news. Tony is out listening in the car. Listening, not typing. But at least you're there, Tony. Hello, Kim. Right. She thinks the point's coming up. I fear it is. I think it's sometime in June. I think what will be it. But it's still fun playing it, you know. Just think of the absolute glee if you got a point, Jonathan. And everyone's on your side. You know that. No one's on my side, apart from Mike, because, you know, he wouldn't like it if he wasn't. Trust me. So notice the change in tone there. Bonus points is where it's at. Yes, we'll have to consider some bonus points. Where's the white flag emoji? Is there a white flag emoji? CQ, Deb. Oh, finished around 10:30. You were updating something. You couldn't do it when everyone else was working on it. Ah, but that means, Jonathan, that when they're working on it, you can sleep. Yeah, take the time back. I used to do that, even when I wasn't supposed to. You know, when I was about... How old was I when I started that job? About 20, I think. No, I'll tell you what, I was 21. And I started this job at a solicitor's. And I basically created my own schedule, the whole bit. You know, if somebody doesn't do it for you, you decide. You decide. It works much better that way. Australians like to vote for the underdog. I think that is like tall poppy syndrome, which we have here. We love to build somebody up in the UK and then take the legs from under them. We're just like that. It's a national sport. What can I say? So, yeah, everybody is on Jonathan's side. So although you're not actually winning, Jonathan, it doesn't really matter because everyone's on your side anyway. Oh, but it's fun playing. It's fun playing. Right. Why is not working? We'll see how that goes. My desk looks like a bomb has hit it. I have got on my desk right now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 SSDs. Yep, 14 SSDs. What I'm doing is I'm shuffling data off the main hard drive. I've got to the confused state. They've all got labels on them. But the labels is like the disk name. So I've got a post-it note over each one of them, which has got what's on it. And it's getting more complicated by the second. And I am going to run out of disk space. Some of these are 2 terabytes. Some are 1 terabyte. And each one has a twin. But the disk that I've got one disk sat on the desk looking at me and I can't find the twin. So I've either put it somewhere for safekeeping, which is never a good idea. I'll have to have the entire office upside down while I find it. Oh, and I did, and a box broke. So that didn't end well either. One of the little cases, you know, those enclosures, it calls an Evo DX. Don't buy those. They're useless. There was a 2 terabyte disk in it. And I thought, I think this is broken. And I've had 2 of these this week. So the first one, I took the back off the case and I looked at the disk and I thought the case isn't quite right at the bottom. And what had happened was this SSD had fallen on the floor, which isn't a problem for an SSD, but it had knocked it slightly at the top and there was a gap at the bottom of the box. So it had moved far enough off the connector at the top that it wasn't working. The other one, the box was broken. So now I need to buy more boxes. So anything really to spend money. So the ones that I'm getting that are absolutely fine are the Orico ones. The Orico docs, O-R-I-C-O, and they're all fine. So I'm moving the ones that aren't working into Orico docs, but I've still got one drive missing. There's always one drive missing, isn't there? Anyway, I'm sure it'll turn up. If it doesn't, though, it is before bedtime. Mind you, when's bedtime here? Did I get to bed early last night? No, I didn't, did I? No, the sun was definitely over the yard.
I've no idea.
Oh, you do, because you made a snarky comment.
Did
when I?
I
finally rocked up.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. It was. I said, get me up at like 12 at 1, was it? And you said, that will only be 6 hours sleep.
That wasn't a snarky comment.
It was the truth.
That was me looking after your welfare.
Oh, did you see what he did there?
That's you do that bad. To me.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's just more acceptable. Man.
No, it's not.
Anyway, I worked in bed. We compromised. I did what I needed to be in a prone position with an iPad in one hand and a phone in the other. So average day here, as far as I'm concerned. Oh, let's catch up over here. Oh, there is a white flag emoji. Well done, Renee. And Kim says, evidently the president has decided COVID's over. If you've been vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask anywhere. There'll be another wave. There will. Monday's looking a bit dicey here. You know this, we're opening up the pubs on Monday. Boris is petrified. He will not cancel it. He's now telling everybody to be careful. Isn't that like giving everybody a stick of dynamite in one hand and a box of matches in the other and saying, I'll leave you to it? It's not going to end well, but he's not prepared to come out. As we say, what did we say? Man up, grow a pair, don't be a big girl's blouse. Just nuke it, Boris. But he won't. So I'm with you, Kim. It'll all kick off again. Kim's still wearing hers. Do you know, I don't actually need to wear a mask that often because I've not been out. But I do have a mask. I have a box of masks. So they are there if I need them. But I'm not mingling with anybody. So I don't need to. But if I went out, the day I sent Mike out, you know, when he went to do the thing at Old Trafford, that was like seriously the first time in a year that either of us had been out. And I actually, he had a black mask for the outside. But I said I would put more than one on if I were you. But the problem with juggling multiple masks is them slipping off and stuff. I said, leave it with me. So for the second time in 2 years, I had the needle and cotton out and I sewed together two surgical masks and then sewed those inside the black mask. So he was triple protected when he went out. So how are we going to carry on wearing masks for the foreseeable? Oh, yes. Yes, we are. Yes. Should we ever have to go out? I think there was one thing I took in from somebody. And it was like, back up down the path. Where you go, good boy. Right, then I'll pick it up. I'm wearing a mask. He's wearing a mask. He's about 4 metres away. And he has to take a photo of the fact that it's arrived. So I thought, you're not having a photograph of me. I don't do photographs. But I stuck my arm out of the door with the parcel in it and waved at him and we called it done. And that was it. That's my closest encounter. Oh, and Kath, Carolyn and Joe rocked up on my birthday last year with a cake. So we did go to the front door. They were at the garden gate. We were at the front door and we waved. And there was a cake in no man's land in the middle. Which we took in. It was a gluten-free birthday cake, if you remember, and it was fabulous. But other than that, I haven't even seen people, other than, you know, looking out the window or via the CCTV. And if I could wear a mask whilst conversing on CCTV, that would work for me too. So that's where I'm at. I'm with Kim. It'll be at least the end of 2022. But people over here, and I know I'm generalising, and anybody in the UK, obviously you're accepted because you're a Mac biter and you are not stupid. But the majority of other people, card-carrying stupid. So with a new variant on the prowl, do we know if the vaccine is working with this variant yet or not? Because Sage and all the medics are saying, oh, bit of a Boris. But Boris is still saying it'll be fine. I'd like to send Simon round to talk to Boris and see how what Boris thinks one-on-one. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Can't see that working, but you never know. Deb's not here next week. Go on, it's Tuesday. Live stream Genie conference through to Friday. We will miss you, Deb. Have a great, great fun with it. Hope you learn a lot. Vaccinated people can still spread it. That was my concern, especially this Indian variant, which, you know, we were concerned about the Kent variant. No one's talking about that anymore. What was the other variant that we had? There was the Kent one. Was it the Brazilian variant? But now the Indian one is just like, that's the one we've got to be worried about. This will just rumble on. How can you declare that COVID is over when you look at the state of India? Or do the politicians not care about anywhere but their own country? Because now we're getting, what would we say? Requests, we could say. Getting requests to send food, to send medical supplies, PPE, over to India, which would say to me, it's not over. Of course it's not over. And apparently there were 3 days last month, so 3 days in April. And those 3 days were the 3 days between Boris saying we're shutting the borders with India. So India goes to a red country and save for very, very limited reasons. You can't fly in and out from there. From that day that he decided it to the day it was implemented, there was 3 days. And those 3 days, we had like 5 million people come in from India. And you're like, do you know what? You're an idiot. You should just say it. That's what's happening, and do it. Not give people 5 days. And I know there'll be hardship cases where people want to come home, but with the greatest of respect, what are you doing in India? We're in the middle of a global pandemic. Why did you go to India? In fact, why did you go anywhere? Unless it's like, I would say a wedding, but a wedding can be rearranged, a funeral can't. But unless it's a funeral or something, it wouldn't involve mass transit of millions of people. But these 3 days did, apparently. So it's going to be known as like Boris's 3 days, 3 days in April, that potentially cost the summer and up to Christmas, I would have thought. We'll see. We'll see. Let's have a look. Talking to the point of no return, Boris has reached that. I don't think he'll change his mind for Monday, but we'll see. Kim says a month ago they were recommending 3 masks and now no masks. Show me the studies before I change anything. There is no study, Kim. It's just probably Biden's dog thinks it's a good idea and nobody wants to argue with Biden's dog. There we go. A good title for the show, Biden's dog. What happened to that dog? Is he still having training or have they decided that, you know, he's going to have an accident? Which I wouldn't put past them. Oh, poor dog. The dog's obviously terrified. I mean, to be honest, if you were a dog and you didn't know what was going on, and around every corner there was a guy dressed from head to toe in black, toting a rifle, wouldn't you be a bit on the nippy side as well? Got more sympathy with a dog, to be honest. Having said that, the dog could and should be trained. Oh, right. Simon says he probably wouldn't talk to him. But you take some old-fashioned nutcrackers. Oh, please do, Simon. Do you know, really, Simon, seriously, get in touch with Downing Street and just say that you really do need to see Boris. You wouldn't be saying much anyway because you wouldn't get a word in with Boris, would you? You know what Boris is like. But I would pay to see that. There we go. We could have it as a fundraiser. I would definitely pay to see that. In fact, you might actually need to take something to quiet him down with. And the nutcrackers, obviously. Both are going to be needed. Oh, and while you're there, take some pickies of this £3 million overhaul that the flat had. That'd be good as well. 6 New York Yankees have COVID after being fully vaccinated with Johnson & Johnson. One has symptoms. Oh, that's shocking. Weren't the stats really good for the Johnson vaccine? Although we've not heard much about that one in months. What I'm seeing in my timeline on Facebook, I have to stop looking now. It just disappeared in there this morning just for 5 minutes. You know, let's just have a look at Facebook. And after scrolling about 4 stories, I thought, right, I'm done. Every one of them was a friend saying, I had a vaccine, I had a vaccine. One was, God, they're only in the mid-30s, I think. Maybe 36, 37 now. They'd had their first one, which was Pfizer. Another girl I know who's 50s just had her second, and that was Pfizer. And I thought, yeah, but the trouble is, for the rest of us that are left now, they've got a lot of AstraZeneca and not many people want it. So I don't know what happened there. But honestly, I've had my second vaccination and I got a sticker to say that I was very brave at the vaccination centre. And I thought, just leave it alone, walk away. But all anybody's talking about is whether they've had a vaccine, they're waiting for a vaccine, they're not going to have a vaccine. And I thought, this isn't really news anymore, is it? This is just like a stream of consciousness about COVID. So I closed it down and I won't be venturing back in for a good few weeks. Did they put the dog down? Oh, Deb, tell me what happened. Oh, no. Wasn't it a rescue dog? Was it, one was called Major, wasn't it? Can't remember the other one. Major and something. I do remember that. Vanity crooning with the vaccine. Yeah, that's what it's like. And not only, it's not just people saying I've had the vaccine. We're actually getting photographs of the little, you know, the paperwork that comes with it. And I thought, I'm really not interested. You know, are you going to show me the appointment card for the Piles Clinic as well? TMI. Leave it alone, walk away. So I did. Major and Champ, that was it. The dog couldn't be trained, he bit another person. Thing is, with dogs like that, I mean, did they put the dog down? Because one thing that we would do over here, we've got a place called the Dogs Trust, which is a charity, and it rehomes dogs. And their tagline is, we never put a healthy dog down, no matter what. So one of these dogs was called Sammy. And he was a ripe old age, and he had never... Oh, we have succulent sausages here for the girl. Come on, Lola, I'll open them up. One of these dogs was not good with dogs, nor was he good with people. But their tagline, we never put a healthy dog down, meant what you do with this dog. And he went to live at the homing centre. There you go. It's for you to give her, not for her to just grab. And he lived at this homing centre for years and years. Virtually all his life, he lived at the rehoming centre. And he was the dog, Mike, he was the dog that we sponsored. Because, you know, they said, you know, he's never going to be able to be rehomed, but he's fine at the centre. That was where he felt safe. But, you know, they'd sent him out every now and then, and it didn't end well. So, but they didn't put him down.
Is she having all of these?
Yeah, Yes, of course she is.
You're a lucky dog.
Yeah, I want those, Daddy. I don't want the dentist stick at the minute. Because Mummy gave me a sausage yesterday, and I hadn't had a sausage for weeks. And once I'd had a sausage, I wanted more sausages. Just give a lady what she wants, Mike. Four little sausages. Right, have you had those? Oh, no. One more from Daddy yet. Right. And then we can mix and match with these from Mummy. Oh, these stink. They really do. The Bidens need Victoria Stillwell. But, you know, they could have done so much with that story. They could have brought somebody in,
right,
like
Mummy's got them now.
Victoria Stillwell or what's the other guy? The dog whisperer, Caesar Milan. Come on, Lola. There we go. I mean, Lola will do anything for a sausage. And she's not a nippy girl to start with. You've got to wonder what happened to that poor dog. The story was very low-key and not repeated much. He was probably traumatised to an extent. He wasn't trainable. Oh, that's just so sad. You know, maybe they could have just found somewhere for him to live, like this Sammy. Sammy lived to almost 16. We've been sponsoring him since the first time we went to... there was this thing, I'm sure we talked about it. I think it was before we started After Hours, though. It's the Dogs Trust show, and it's always over on Merseyside. And it's usually around May or June time. And the first time we went, let me think. Yeah, I think we had Ollie with us. So Ollie was staying for the week. It was half term. And we went to this, like, it's in a huge farm. It's got a lovely restaurant thing. Or it did have. It shut down after that. But the farm's still there, but the cafe closed. And there's all stuff for the dogs to do all day. So I think we stayed for about 4 or 5 hours. There was races for the dogs. There was like a dog beauty competition where every dog won. You know, there was no dog that didn't win something. It was just great. There were fairground things for the kids. A little bit of a not just rides for the kids. Come on, there you go. Go and take that. Not just rides for the kids, but things like, you know, hook a duck and stuff like that. There was also stalls selling hushers and leads and collars. It was fantastic. We had a great day with Ollie. We got some fantastic pictures of Ollie looking at the breakfast, because at this restaurant part of it, the thing that they had was this breakfast, and it was fantastic. Let me see if I can find the picture of Ollie. Right, let's go back in. It was over in Liverpool. So I will have lots of pictures from Liverpool, but not that many, I don't think, that I wouldn't be able to find it. Wasn't it near Rainford? There we go. Pictures from Rainford. Oh, yeah, we met a Sammy there. That's right. 2019, when we didn't have a dog with us. But we did meet this Samoyed there. A biscuit-coloured Samoyed. Let's have a look. Not that biscuity, to be honest. Let's see if I can go back and find the one with Ollie. No, don't keep going that way. Go the other way. Right, there we go. Now, where's the one of him with breakfast? We had a complete ball. Oh, and I've got pictures here of other people's dogs, because obviously at the time we only had Ollie for a little bit. Oh, and there was a teddy bear as well. Here we go. Here's the food. Where's the picky of Ollie? There he is. Do you know, it just shows you what fantastic photos you can get off a phone. And this would have been 2018. So it would have been my iPhone 7. Right, it's up there. Let me share it with you guys. No, I don't want that one. No, I want that one. Why are you opening up the wrong app? Okay, let's go get the link for that. He's got such a look on his little face. The breakfast was quite nice, as you'll see. Oh, there we go. Look at his face. Let's see if I can find the picture of the breakfast he was looking at. Oh, Mike and his hot chocolate as well. There you go. Oh, and it looks like Mike had extra chips while he was at it. Get that one up there. And then you can see why Ollie was really, really interested. But he didn't get anything, you know, because we didn't know what would upset his tummy. It was one of the first times that we'd actually had him stay with us. Right, is that one there? There we go. It's a standing joke. Everywhere we go, Mike has to have a hot chocolate. And you can see he's on brand there as well. He's on brand in that one. That breakfast was gorgeous. Oh, I remember it well. Do you want to see it? Look at that. Yeah, and that's Ollie. Ollie quite fancies you, doesn't he? Just needs a step ladder. and an instruction manual. Last, yes, exactly, I know. You weren't pleased, were you? Last time he mounted her, he did it from the side. As you can hear, she was not pleased. Oh. The food was gorgeous, Dee. It was absolutely beautiful. We weren't expecting much, to be honest. That was the first time we'd been. And having Ollie with us, we were sitting outside and the day was glorious, as you can tell. Beautiful, beautiful sunshine. So I said to Mike, well, we'll just get some food from here. You know, it probably won't be great, but we'll have it anyway. So we looked at the menu and it all looked fabulous. Obviously, we couldn't have things like pastries. So I said, I'm just going to have the full English. So we did. It was so light. It was the best breakfast I have ever had. There was nothing that, you know, you think of a full English as quite stodgy and greasy. This was absolute perfection. So when we went back the next year, it was actually my birthday. It was on the day of my birthday. And we were at the Cotinian Conference in Liverpool. And we had a choice on the Sunday of like leisurely getting up and leisurely finding some food or leisurely heading over to the dog fest and having a ball or going to high mass with the bishop. So the bishop was on his own at mass. We didn't bother. But the funny thing was, well, actually, we were lucky that year because the year before we decided to sidle off and go to our own mass. And we had to leave the hotel. It was like an episode of the Pink Panther. We packed up. We then opened the door and looked either way in the corridor and went, it's clear, leg it. Got down to reception. Then, of course, we had to pay the bill. So it's like, put the suitcases behind the settee. No one will see them. It took us about 25 minutes to get out. We're like, I see one of them. Just a minute. They're in a hat. They're clearly going to mass. But and then we finally got to the car and then somebody that we knew was in the distance. And I went, just put your head down. But the next year was much easier. We just said, it's my birthday and we're going to the dog show. And the bishop, well, he can do his own thing because we're not interested. So we went up to the dog show. We went in that time, had the food inside and it was just as gorgeous. But unfortunately, last year's was cancelled due to COVID. And it's one of their big fundraisers, this. It raises a lot of money for them. And I'm presuming this year's is gone as well. So most unfortunate. And in the meantime, because of COVID, not enough visitors to the restaurant, and the restaurant closed. But it was fantastic. It was gorgeous food. Nicest breakfast I have ever had. Obviously, apart from the ones that Mike made. Because if I didn't say that, Mike would be very grumpy, and I don't want him grumpy. Hello, Pete! It's Ollie's face. Ollie's face was like, I have died and gone to dog heaven. Give me a sausage. But we didn't dare, did we? Do you remember that breakfast? And it was like, I dare give him anything. He might be ill. You know, Maya could eat anything, but we were a bit worried when it wasn't our dog. So it was like, you can sniff it, Ollie, and we'll get you a dog bone. But other than that, leave it be. Walk away. Leave it be. Oh, dear. So what time did you make it till last night, Pete, when you joined us? Oh, Deb's got a date for her iPad. 23rd of June to the 8th of July. That's quite far off, isn't it? I mean, Kim had exactly the same when she ordered her iPad. It's bad news, that. When I put it in the basket and when I clicked buy, it said the 20-something of May. Is it the 21st to something else? But I don't think now it does. Let me have a look. I shall open Safari. Because if I do it in Safari, it only asks me for one password and not 27. Oh. You hear that rain?
Yes, you were lucky there, girl.
Oh, you were lucky.
You've been outside in that.
Oh, that's bad news. Look at that dirty cloud. Where's Safari gone? Oh, there you are. There you are. Right, okay. I love it that when I open it, I've got this page and it's the order page. So it says buy an iPad. And I'm severely tempted to go through it again just to see what date it would offer. Shall I do that? Let's choose exactly the same configuration and see what it says. No, don't need any of that. When's it going to come? Not even telling me that. Not even giving me a date. Tell you what, I'll add it to the bag. I've just got to remember to take it out of the bag when I've done. And Dee's still waiting for estimated delivery on the MacBooks. This is not good. This is not good, is it? Oh, and can you just add £90 for a smart folio cover? Yeah, can you just go away? Because I'm not paying that. Oh, good grief. There's like a whole range of stuff you might want to add to it. I wish you could see how much stuff here. Unbelievable. No, let me just review the bag and tell me when it would arrive, because if it's going to be faster than the one I've already got. This makes no sense. Brace yourselves, Deb. Order today, it will be delivered the 16th of June. How does that make sense that yours is the 23rd to the 8th of July? Or you can pick it up at the Trafford Centre, only you can't because we're closed. 16th of June. I wonder when mine's coming. Shall I go check my other bag now? No, don't click checkout for crying out loud. Let's remove it from the basket. Right, we've got nothing in the bag. Right, let's go and have a look at my account. Can I see my account from here? You've been very grumpy, Lola. No orders is what I want. Let's go see the orders. Oh, look it up with the order number. Well, I can't do that, can I? Because I've memorised it, had it tattooed somewhere. Right. Let's do the other password and see how we go. Your order history can't be displayed right now. Check back in a few hours if you want to see your orders. Thanks for that, Apple. Now I'm getting concerned. Why can't I see my orders? Now I'm going to have to try in another browser because now I'm panicking. Oh, for crying out loud, Apple. You really will be the death of me. Right, let's try again. Apple.com. Why aren't the orders there? Tell me that you guys can see your orders. Is it, or is it just me? Right, let's go and look at the orders. Now it's going to want pinging, isn't it? It wants my password, which is fine. It can have my password. But now it wants me to two-factor. So everything will start pinging away while I two-factor. 6, 8, 500. Right. Not now to trust the browser. Done over there. Please show me. No! It can't show me what I've ordered. Oh, no. Now I'm concerned. Remind me to go and check that. Oh, you got in an email. Nope, not had an email either. So I think it's going to be a case of sometime never at that point. So how's the game going on, Mike?
It finished about 15 minutes ago.
So it's all taken care of?
Yes.
So what's everybody been up to?
Leicester won.
That's good for Leicester, I suppose, isn't it? I would have expected Chelsea to win, but never mind.
They had scarves that said "Forever in Our Hearts."
About Leicester?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be the
because the chairman that died in the helicopter crash.
Yeah. Actually, both.
But
clubs.
I was just about to say both clubs had a chairman that died in a helicopter crash,
which is shocking, isn't
Matthew
it?
Matthew Harding.
Yep, that was a long time ago now, wasn't it? Ah, Tony's back home. Hello. I need to go and check my email. Why haven't I got anything from Apple? I'm panicking now. So let us know what you've been up to. You know, it's weekend. What you've been doing? Why don't you fill them in about what happened with Chelsea and all of that?
What happened with Chelsea and all of that?
Yeah, I'm the other guy. They might not know.
I only saw part of the game.
No, the helicopter thing.
Oh, the helicopter thing. When was that?
Harding.
Yeah.
Years ago. 15, 16 years ago.
Chelsea's chairman, I think he was Chelsea's chairman. Tony can probably correct me if I'm wrong. Was a guy called Matthew Harding, who put a load of money into the club and unfortunately was killed in a helicopter crash. I think it was on the way back from a match. And Leicester's chairman also was killed in a helicopter crash, taking off from the car park outside the stadium. I think it was 2 years ago. I can't remember. But yeah, so both of the teams in this year's FA Cup final had a chairman who unfortunately were killed in helicopter crashes. So they had scarves. The Leicester fans had scarves that had the guy's name on it that said "Forever in Our Hearts." And they won for him. They won 1-0. Leicester won 1-0. Chelsea actually equalised a minute before the end of the game. I hope nobody's actually wanting to watch this on Match of the Day later. But it was ruled out for VAR. Literally a hair's breadth, the guy was offside. And everyone's saying, no, they should get rid of VAR. It's spoiling the game. But and on this occasion, it actually helped Leicester out. So there we go. That's today's football. Apart from that, I was helping out this morning doing some testing on Zoom for our Catanian conference next weekend. Basically, we asked people to turn up, log into the Zoom meeting, and then go away. Yeah. And if they,
Norway was more successful than anything else.
If they could log in and see the slide that we've shared that said you've successfully logged in, thank you, then they could go away.
Oh, God.
Some of them couldn't actually manage that.
Oh, dear.
But that was the whole point of the testing. That's why we did it, to make sure they could actually log in.
I'd say, to be honest, you guys have worked really hard and it's been successful.
Oh, thank you.
In terms of everything that's been created.
And the top man logged in to say hello.
Who's the top man these days? Johnny boy.
Eddie O'Donnell.
Oh, no, the other one.
No, Johnny was 3 years ago.
Gosh, you said that long ago.
We've had Phil since then, haven't we?
We have.
Was Johnny the year before us?
Johnny?
Yeah. Or was he? Yes, he was, wasn't he? Yeah, it was John, it was Phil and Eddie.
Wasn't it 2019 in Liverpool that he handed over?
I think it was.
Because we were allowed to that one. The ladies were allowed in.
Yeah.
Right. The heavens have opened.
Your stepson is pulling his hair out in Slovakia. Oh, is your stepson a Chelsea fan?
Oh, dear. Not good.
Rene started watching Calamity Jane and fell asleep.
That's on my got to watch list. That is on my you've got to watch it list because Kim said so and so did Kath.
So did Nina.
She probably did, didn't she?
In the chat this afternoon. Right, I'll get back to putting these songs in.
Why have I never heard of that one?
What?
The first one. Never
heard of it. I hadn't heard of it either.
Oh.
But when I when the food came into my head and I searched for it, there's quite a few songs, and that one just sounded pretty good. So I chose that one as the opener. So you can blame me for that one. They're a bit tenuous, and I feel sorry for our non-UK friends, possibly for the second one. I don't know. I don't know if it's a universal word or not.
Well, there's more than one thing. You've got one word before the thing, but there's also other words that you could put before the thing and it would still be a thing.
Yeah, yes. That's true.
Yeah, so now that's got
well,
to...
Well, you see, there's the word I've put in there. there's another word which is what you sit on, and there's another word which might cause us to lose our clean tag.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Right. Let's have a look in here. I'm catching up with the chat.
I'm saying no.
I've had
more.
To close the window, Mike, before we're flooded. So I've closed that.
Tenuous. The link is so tenuous. Yeah, you've got to do these things. I've got to find Cass Neil's story as well.
Oh, yeah, we need the Neil story. Let's have a look.
I think it's stopped raining now.
That'll be typical.
I think it's a 5 minute
It's clammy
shower.
Warm, isn't it? That's the problem.
Shall I go reopen the window?
Go and open the window again now.
What did you miss, Pete? You missed me doing a report on the cup final.
Yeah.
And you missed me singing the Tenuous song.
Which was probably a good idea.
And you missed a discussion of...
I've not seen the Neil story this week. It looks like it's already there, though, Mike.
It is already there. She put it in earlier in the week. Yeah, I did read it, but I didn't get a chance to put it in.
Do you know, I honestly, with my messages, I don't get a chance to read anything. No. But, I mean, obviously at the minute as well.
Me neither.
Not helped by the fact I'm on 27 courses and trying to keep up. I'm right. Doing alarmingly well, if I say so myself,
you
considering.
Are. I'm doing alarmingly.
180 sessions in 5 weeks, plus 6 sessions, so that's 186 sessions, and extra, so about somewhere between 190 to 200 by the time we finished.
You know the position of that lamp?
Yes. What are you thinking, you disgusting boy? Is it because it's set to red that you're thinking it?
Lamps of a certain colour when visible from a window.
All right, but it's digital, so look. Oh, hang on, wrong way up.
We're just not in Amsterdam.
There we go. Is that any better for you?
Yeah.
I've got this lamp. Do you remember I said I bought a lamp? Well, I've got this lamp and it changes colour. Oh, I'm having great fun with it. And it was really cheap as well, but a nice looking lamp. So, because nothing's going to last for 5 minutes in here. But what I need to do is to put these lamps behind the computer. But at the moment, I'm checking them. The fabulous thing with them is I bought two of them. There's a remote control with each one, but the remote control works the pair of them. So basically, it's like having a... Oh, dear.
Oh, so I've got to shut the window again.
I don't know if you heard that. Let's be quiet. Oh, that was an almighty roll of thunder. I'd go and shut the window if I were you. If we suddenly go off air, you know why. Weather, not good.
Do you think we could have Alexa tell us shutting the window?
You've, an A lady, Mike, A lady. Never say the A word. Not the full A word. I've just found another SSD in the drawer. So that brings the total to 16, doesn't it? Mind you, it could be the missing one, which would be good. Sadly, it's in an Evo case and they don't seem to like me. So hopefully it's a twin of the one that I had before. I will check that out. So yes, my lamps are fabulous. I might go for a couple more of those lamps. I should have unboxed them, shouldn't I? I couldn't get... I
Why
couldn't
does
wait.
Tony want to know if I'm hungry? What did I say?
I don't know.
Oh, I've just had my dinner, Tony, actually. I had chicken Kiev with duck spring roll and some mixed veg. Yeah,
what can you think of with baking? Oh, Pete's already got something for baking. Oh, that's good. Gabrielle, rise again. Get that one in, Mike. I like that one.
Where's that?
Oh, Pete, about six up. 7:40. That's a good one, that. Bit of a niche.
Maple syrup is popular in the UK. Well, it's popular with me anyway.
I wouldn't. Yeah, yes, it is popular. But over here we have Tate and Lyle's golden syrup, and possibly people tend to go to that. Maple syrup's quite light. The other one's really sticky and gooey. Oh, I used to eat it as a kid. I wanted whatever my dad had. And Dad was, I mean, I look back now and think, oh, how do you eat that? But he used to have like a round of bread with butter on it. And then he'd have golden syrup on the top of that. I mean, what were you doing putting golden syrup on top of butter on top of bread? But he did. That was like a dessert that he enjoyed, and he really did enjoy it. Oh, it's bad. What is golden syrup made from? Oh, well, the price, Pete, I totally agree. It's basically just sugar, isn't it? It's just sugar in a pot with some brown colour. Oh, it's vile.
See, Alex loves maple syrup. When I went to Canada, which was a long time ago, when was it? About 20 years ago. When I went to Canada for a couple of days working, they bought me a little present, and it was a bottle of golden syrup, maple syrup, because obviously it's big in Canada with a maple leaf.
You do tend to think of it in Canada, don't you? I'm not overly fond of it, to be honest. No, it's probably not what I would go for. I would, with a dessert, I would go for golden syrup, but it's just too sticky, icky now. I don't know how I've lived so long with what I ate as a child. Oh, well, that's the truth, I did. Why do I not have that? Oh, that's because I've spelt it wrong. What? I'm putting in the first few songs and I've spelt it wrong, so I've got something entirely different.
Oh, right.
No, actually, I haven't. It hasn't got that. This one at number four. Ah, you've not put a space in it, Mike, so it's not me, it's you.
Not put a space where? Is it two words?
Sorry, five. No, six. I can't count. The artist is two words.
Oh, I just
with a V
it.
In it.
Hang on a minute.
Uh-oh.
Before you get too far.
Mike's about to change everything, so don't get too far, he's thinking.
I was going
to
move 6, 7 and 8 because Ellen's also requested that.
I'll leave it to you. You sort yourself out, though, because we've got a weird Venn diagram going where Frank's joined with Frank.
Frank's joined with Frank?
If you look at the requested by, it's Frank followed by Frank with Ellen and Liana in the middle.
That's because I've just banged his stuff
right,
in from
I'll
one,
leave
from
you
one
to,
email.
Oh, domestic.
But it's not domestic.
Oh, okay, now Kim says maple syrup's like good wine with tastings. I'm just not a fan. I haven't had it that much, to be honest. But if I'm having like a... Well, it'd have to be a gluten-free pancake of some description or a waffle. I just like it on its own. Because I'm so excited at the thought of having something that's traditionally like offbeat. Can't have that. So I don't put anything with it. I just savour what it is. Oh, Tony's just watched a documentary on how they harvest maple syrup, the process. It was amazing and explains why it's so expensive. Oh, that sounds similar to a documentary that was put on at the church by the lady who runs the fair trade stall. And it was all about cashew nuts. I had no idea. She gave us all the stats. She said, like, you know, cashew nuts. And it was like, how many nuts can you get off a tree? Stuff like that. And it really explained it. And they all have to be collected by hand and they're processed by hand. So it does explain the price because they are so much more expensive than any other nuts that I've ever heard of. But when you realised what went into it, you know, I must admit, when I have some cashew nuts now, I'm really mindful as I'm eating them of just how much work it takes to actually create them. So I don't tend to eat as many as I did, which is probably bad news for those growing them. But the fair trade people do a lot in Palestine. Well, not Palestine, obviously, but the Palestinians, with the Palestinian people and their groves. And one of the things that they said was very difficult was where a family has got land, but their house is not where their land is. So we had a whole thing on that as well, that to get to work and back every day, they have to go through these checkpoints and they can be at these checkpoints for like 5 hours in a day and how much work time that takes off them because while they're there, they can't do anything else. So to produce these cashew nuts is really, really tricky. So I every time I look at them now on the fair trade stall, I'm like, oh, I think it takes me back to the video. Oh, so difficult. Oh, Pete's coming up with some classics here. Pound Cake, Van Halen. You are coming up with things I had even thought of.
That was Alex. Oh, no, it's Pete.
It's Pete. Poor Mike, bless him. Did somebody mention MacArthur Park?
Yeah, a few people.
We will play MacArthur Park.
Do I know
Park,
MacArthur
Alex?
Park?
Yes, you do. It was that one that we talked about, the meaning behind it, and we all went off it and did the Googles, and Wikipedia had a sad story about it, the best love affair ever that wasn't meant to be. Macadamias. No, the only nuts that I eat are peanuts on occasions, and they would either be... it's baking, Simon. It's your topic. Baking. Peanuts, but not often. Dry roast or salted would be preferable. There's ones that you get. Are they honey roasted?
Yeah.
They're to die for, but I've got to leave them alone. And cashew nuts. Now, the salted cashew nuts are absolutely the best. And the honey roasted, oh, they're to die for. But I tend to have them just plain. But we tend to get them from Costco. And unless they want to deliver them to us, we're not going to Costco. So I haven't had nuts in quite a while, but they're very nice. Anything from the food album by Weird Al Yankovic? That would work. Oh, Renee likes honey roasted too. Honey roasted is just the best. Oh, I love them. Costco do deliver here, I believe, but the only thing we've had delivered was... some gifts that we sent. So we had them delivered here and then sent them on. That's it, I think, in the last 14 months. So we're still paying the membership. Yeah, eventually we'll do something, but not at the moment. Not heading there at the moment. But no, I'm not over a pistachio. I wouldn't say that I would eat them like out of a packet. But you know, when you go to somebody's house and that they've prepared something for you, and you're like, I don't really want that. But you've got no choice. We went to Mike's mum's and she said, I've got some ice cream. And then she gets it out and it was pistachio and something, wasn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember what.
Don't know what the other thing was, but with pistachio. And I thought, oh no, I don't like pistachio. And this was after the starter that I didn't eat either.
The avocado.
And she came in and put this avocado down, disappeared back in the kitchen. And Mike and I looked at each other and I went, don't eat avocado. Just eat it. Yep, I'll eat it. Now, the reason that I didn't eat avocado was my mum had said to me as a child, you won't like that.
You won't like that.
And you know my mother, if she said I wasn't liking it, then I wasn't having it. So I'd never had avocado. But once it's in front of you, and I always remember my mum saying, you won't like it, it's too waxy. So I'm sat there in front of this avocado, you know, with a spoon in one hand, looking at Mike. And it was like, just eat it. So I thought, well, you know, you can eat anything really, can't you? I mean, it's not as though it's like that I'm a Celebrity thing, you know, kangaroo testicles. It's only avocado, so it's not going to kill you, so eat it. And I did, and it was really nice. So when she came in with the dessert and it was pistachios in it, I thought, I don't eat pistachios. I thought, just eat it, not going to kill you. It was gorgeous, homemade ice cream with pistachio in it. Oh, it was fantastic. So every time we went back, she was like, what do you want for dessert? Have you got any of that pistachio ice cream? It's very nice, that. But it wasn't something you could buy. It was handmade. It was gorgeous. Gorgeous. Oh, we never had salt and vinegar peanuts. Sounds interesting. I've certainly had salted peanuts, but salt and vinegar's crisp. What do you call it in the States? Chips. Only for us, that's not chips. Chips are different. But salt and vinegar was my mum's favourite. Oh, she loved that. They put wires into the trees and the liquid runs along the wires to a collection tank, and it only produces the liquid under certain conditions and at certain times of the year. A maze of wires in a forest, all going into one central collection tank. That's fantastic. Wow, I need to see these documentaries. Oh, Renee likes avocado. Great with a bit of salt and pepper. What did your mum put with it? I can't remember now. Oh, I was too busy looking at the avocado. But it was nice. Oh, if the audio's choppy, I don't think it's us. Can you give it a quick check, Mike? It could be us. Audio, is the audio choppy? Are you checking the audio, Mike? Can't get the staff here, can I? Clearly not. I don't think it's us, but the weather's bad. It's now got oppressively warm. You know when you've had a lot of rain and then all of a sudden it goes really hot and warm? That's where we're at now. So I'm predicting we will have to put the fan on shortly, irrespective of the potential noise. Right, I need to be in three places at 8 o'clock. Will I be able to do this? Oh, the jeopardy of it all. And did I move enough data off there to have enough room to record? I think it's you, Pete. Have you got your cabling done yet? That was so exciting, all Pete's cables. Let's have a look in here and see what I could do with them. I don't know with those. Don't know where I've put those. Did I make room on drive 5? I did. Wonders will never cease. I did. So what I could do with doing is taking everything off the central drive and putting it on drive 5. But, oh, the jeopardy of all this. What I'm thinking is going to happen is when I check how much space I need, I need more space than I've got. So that's not happening either. Jolly, jolly good. Oh, I'm sick of shuffling stuff on drive. Does this happen to anybody else or is it just me? Do I have far too much data? Is it a me problem? Or is it a generic problem? Now, you see, there's plenty of room on that drive. But the problem with that is... not right. Oh, darn it. Oh, it's going to have to be moved anyway. Not much else I can do. I need to make space. So it'll just have to be done. I should probably be very careful, though, shouldn't I? And put it in a folder first. And then I'll know where it's from and hopefully what it is. And I'm putting it on the backup drive first, which is a recipe for disaster. But I'm just going to have to do it. Can we do this? Oh, you're not doing it at the moment, are you? There we go. Doing it now. So we'll do the copy thing first. And it'll give me some ludicrous time that it's going to take. Yesterday it said 2 minutes. I thought, fantastic. Disappeared out the office, came back into the office. It said 47 minutes. I thought, what happened to the 2 minutes? And if you can hear that in the background, more thunder. We'll have lightning next, won't we? So this is estimating how long it's going to take. And most of the time it's longer than my natural life. There you go, an hour and 54, 3 hours 30. You're going to have to get a wiggle on. You are. I've only got 4 moving and the rest are promising to move. So we'll see how that goes. Right, we got any more songs? You thought of any more? Renee says, since I use mesh, I have no bad Wi-Fi. We had issues with the Linksys thing that we set up. But they've started doing updates overnight. And pretty much now, touch wood, all the issues that we had have gone. So the issues were we'd have to like reboot nodes about once a week. But the updates, the latest updates have been fantastic. So I've had no problems with those at all. So yes, I can highly, highly recommend mesh Wi-Fi. Can't imagine having chips for breakfast. Oh, here, anything goes, Kim. The weird stuff you'll find on an English breakfast. There was one place we went and it had Yorkshire pudding on it. which normally is a Sunday afternoon lunchy thing. But they decided that was going to be breakfast. Unbelievable. Wasn't that the one Stuart had?
Yeah, I think it was.
Stuart had that at that point. Absolutely fascinating. But that was because, you know, to have a Yorkshire pudding, you really do need to put gravy with it. Oh, Pete, a kebab breakfast. Have I ever had a kebab? Not a genuine
Probably
one.
Probably not.
Not a takeaway one. No, I wouldn't have had a kebab.
I think she's that full now. She's asleep.
Yeah, Lola's now that full. She can't move and she's snorting. Well, it's your own fault, madam. What were you like?
I was hungry, mummy.
Yes, you were. You were.
Right, 5 minutes, bang on.
5 minutes to in. Okay, 5 minutes to in. I've just realised something, Mike.
Mm.
Since I rebooted a machine, this is an unusual one. I've rebooted a machine. It's got a secondary drive on it. Sorry, monitor on it. And it doesn't understand the second monitor is there until you actually go over and poke it with a stick.
Oh. I rebooted a machine last night. Took Brooklyn's off the air. Sorry, nobody was listening. They were all listening to you.
Ah, that was a good time to do it then.
Mm.
Right, let's just get rid of all of that. Right, I'm going to have to go and turn the monitor on. Oh, Renee once had a full English breakfast in London. And did you find you needed lunch? Because when I've had a full English breakfast, I'm pretty much done till about the following Wednesday. Oh, this is just making Dee hungry. Sorry about that, Dee. But, you know, on the upside, it's still 1985 when you join us, which is good news all round. Oh, what's everybody's favourite snack? If you were having a snack, what would you have? I think mine would probably be the nuts. Do like nuts. Partial to nuts. What if I tried to move one of these things, right? This is my recordings, this. What if I tried to move just one at a time? Would it move any faster, or is it still going to take the rest of my life? 1 hour 4. Oh, it's getting a bit of a wiggle on. You know, if you could do it under 10 minutes, that would be good. No, 38 minutes. No, it'll do. It'll do. Right, I'm going to have to get up and turn that monitor on. So hold the fort, Mike.
Right.
All right, we're looking at snacks. What's your favourite snack?
What's my... A Toblerone.
Oh, of course. Is that a snack?
Does that count?
Oh, you...
Oh, that's definitely a snack. Well, no, it's a full meal in my case, sometimes. Hey. It's a full meal.
Yes, true.
A bar of Toblerone, yeah. I've lost my cable.
For what?
For the headphone things.
That's not good.
It's not good, is it?
No.
No, I'll find it. It's down there somewhere. Right.
Now I've got two monitors.
You've got two monitors.
I've got two monitors now. Right. I'm leaving it to
her. And you've woken Lola up.
No, she's fine. I just put her back down.
Okay, right.
Petted her all and everything and wondered why the fur on her side was standing on end.
Yes.
You're going to have a chat with her about that.
I've already done that.
She's taken to nibbling at herself because she can. Oh, no. This still isn't working properly. Now I've got nothing on it. I should probably just reconnect, shouldn't I? Yeah, let's just quit the whole thing. Oh, have you ever had one of those days?
Yeah, all the time.
That's true, actually. That's very true. Right, let's go in here and do some magic and hopefully it will just work. I live in hope, but it very seldom works. Aha! Got it on the other screen. Right, so hopefully I'll be able to do exactly what I need to do and then be ready for Brooklyn's. But it's looking a bit tight at the moment. It is looking a little bit tight. Fingers crossed. Right, it's happening. What is actually going on? Do you know, it's done it again, Mike.
What?
I'm not even kidding. This is just totally ridiculous. I'm in the spreadsheet that Mike uses to organise the show. And it's just flashed up a message at me and said, and I quote, "You have been signed out. Sign into your account from another tab." Why, in the name of all that's sacred, have you logged me out
and
2 minutes before a show? Really?
1 minute.
Right. At least one thing sorted, Mike. The other thing, not quite so sorted, but it will be. So let me get that over there. I need to sign in again or we're not going to see anything at all. Verify it's you. Yep, it's still me, just like it was 5 seconds ago. On the upside, That was working and now it's not, but never mind. Right, it's logged me back in. So, I now need everything lined up. And hopefully I've got everything lined up. Okay. Your audio's just vanished, Mike.
My audio's vanished?
Yep.
What do you mean my audio's vanished? Look.
It's telling me that you've disappeared, but it's lying to me.
Oh, okay. 15 seconds.
Right, okay, I think I'm ready. It'll just have to do, won't it? So for the moment, good night from me.
Good night from me.
We will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.